Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas Daf Ein Off, the 8th Perek Ha'aral. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in Daf Ein Amid Off that Rabbi Kiva learned that the words ish in the pasuk that teaches that a matzora or a zav shall not eat truma are coming to include an aral in the prohibition. And on Amid Beis we learned that Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Chanina taught that the pasuk b'kol zar is coming to teach that an onin is permitted to eat truma. The Gemara on this stuff asks, why not say the opposite, that ish prohibits the onin from eating truma, and kol zar permits an aral to eat it? And the answer is that it's logical that an aral should be included in the prohibition because it has the following five stringencies. Mechusar maisa, the aral is lacking an act to make him fit. Maisa begufo, an act must be performed on his body. Va'anish karas, not being circumcised, is punishable by karas. Yeshno lifnei adibor, the mitzvah of mila existed before the giving of the Torah. Umila zechor v'avadov me'akevas, and the non-circumcision of one's male children and slaves prevents one from bringing the Pesach. When the Gemara counters that aninus also has chumras, such as it applies at all times, applies to men and women, ve'en biyadu hatakan atzma, and a person does not have the capacity to remedy himself, it answers that an aral has more chumras. Rava brings an alternative explanation. Pointing to Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Bana'a, aral makabo hazah, an aral may be makabo hazah. Rashi explains that if an uncircumcised Jew was a tamei meis and received sprinkling from the mechatas, when he has his bris, he may eat kachim immediately without requiring another hazah. We do not say hazah or regulus loshma hazah, that the hazah of an aral is not considered a hazah. For so we find with our forefathers during the times of Yeshua that they received hazah when they were uncircumcised. For stated in the pasuk, ba'am alu min ha'yarden ba'asur al-chodesh ha'rishon, and the people ascended from the Yarden on the 10th of the first month. Now we know they didn't have circumcision on the 10th because of their exhaustion from the journey. They must have had it on the 11th. So when did they have hazah? It must have been before, when they were arelim, when they're uncircumcised. When Marzutra suggests that perhaps they offered the Pesach in a state of tuma, the Gemara answers that a braisa taught explicitly, malu v'tavu v'asu pischem b'tahara. They circumcised themselves and immersed in a mikveh and performed the Pesach in a state of tahara. And point number three, Rabba Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rab, Nitna prius milo Avram Avinu. The mitzvah of uncovering the circumcision was not given to Avram Avinu, whereas milah is done by cutting off the foreskin that typically removes the thick upper skin but leaves the thin membrane attached. Priya refers to exposing the member by removing the thin membrane encasing it. This is done by splitting the membrane with one's nails and pulling it back until the corona is exposed. For we state in the pasuk, Be'esa hi amar Hashem al Yehoshua, aselecha charvot surim. At that time Hashem said to Yehoshua, make sharp knives for yourselves and circumcise Bnei Israel again a second time. The Gemara clarifies that the word shuv, again, refers to doing priya to those who were already circumcised. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, as taught in Dav Ein Amud Av, the Rabbi Kiva learned that the words ish in the pasuk that teaches that a matzora or a zav shall not eat truma are coming to include an aral in the prohibition. And on Amud Beis we learned that Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Chanina taught that the pasuk of v'kol zar is coming to teach that an onin is permitted to eat truma. The Gemara on this stuff asks, why not say the opposite, that ish prohibits the onin from eating truma and kol zar permits an aral to eat it? And the answer is that it's logical that an aral should be included in the prohibition because it has the following five stringencies. Mechusar maisa, the aral is lacking an act to make him fit. Maisa begufo, an act must be performed on his body. Va'anish karas, not being circumcised, is punishable by karas. Yeshno lifnei adibor, the mitzvah of mila existed before the giving of the Torah. Umila zechor v'avadov me'akevas, and the non-circumcision of one's male children and slaves prevents one from bringing the Pesach. When the Gemara counters that aninus also has chumras, such as it applies at all times, applies to men and women, ve'en biyadu hatakan atzma, and a person does not have the capacity to remedy himself, it answers that an aral has more chumras. Rava brings an alternative explanation. Pointing to Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Bana'a, aral makabo hazah, an aral may be makabo hazah. Rashi explains that if an uncircumcised Jew was a tamei meis and received sprinkling from the mechatas, when he has his bris, he may eat kachim immediately without requiring another hazah. We do not say hazah or regulus loshma hazah, that the hazah of an aral is not considered a hazah. For so we find with our forefathers during the times of Yeshua that they received hazah when they were uncircumcised. For stated in the pasuk, ba'am alu min ha'yarden ba'asur al-chodesh ha'rishon, and the people ascended from the Yarden on the 10th of the first month. Now we know they didn't have circumcision on the 10th because of their exhaustion from the journey. They must have had it on the 11th. So when did they have hazah? It must have been before, when they were arelim, when they're uncircumcised. When Marzucha suggests perhaps they offered the Pesach in a state of tumah, the Gemara answers that a braisa taught explicitly, malu v'tavu v'asu pischem b'tahara. They circumcised themselves and immersed in a mikveh and performed the Pesach in a state of tahara. And point number three, Rabba Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rab, Nitna Prius Milo Avram Avinu. The mitzvah of uncovering the circumcision was not given to Avram Avinu, whereas Mila is done by cutting off the foreskin that typically removes the thick upper skin but leaves the thin membrane attached. Priya refers to exposing the member by removing the thin membrane encasing it. This is done by splitting the membrane with one's nails and pulling it back until the corona is exposed. For we're stating the Pasuk, Be'esa hi Amar Shem al Yehoshua, Aselacha Charvot Surim. At that time Hashem said to Yehoshua, make sharp knives for yourselves and circumcise Bnei Israel again a second time. The Gemara clarifies that the word shuv, again, refers to doing priya to those who were already circumcised. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Ayin Aleph, and this simmer was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested Ayin Aleph is a donkey going e-aw. A donkey going e-aw. So here goes. The unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, who was upset that he was prohibited from Truma because of five chumras, was told to cheer up and get a huzzah from being a Tamei Meis, and then call the Moel at 1-800-AND-ARUL to schedule both a Mila and a Priya. Once again, it's Lemotion. The unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, that must be learned off Ayin Aleph, E-R. The unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, who was upset that he was prohibited from Truma because of five chumras, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that it's more logical that an Arul is included in the prohibition of not eating Truma, whereas an Onain is permitted to eat it because an Arul has five chumras. It's Mechusar Maisa, the Arul is lacking an act to make it effect. It's Maisa Begufo, an act must be formed on his body. V'anish Koras, not being circumcised, is punishable by Koras. Yeshua Mpnei Dibor, the mitzvah of Mila existed before the giving of the Torah, and Mila Zachor Ba'avad of Ma'akevas, and the non-circumcision of one's male children and slaves prevents one from bringing the Pesach. So the unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, who was upset that he was prohibited from Truma because of five chumras, was told to cheer up and get a huzzah from being a Tamei Meis, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbanah, Arul makabal huzzah, and Arul may be makabal huzzah. Rashi explains that if an uncircumcised Jew was a Tamei Meis and received sprinkling from the Mechatas, when he has his bris, he may catch him immediately without requiring another huzzah. We don't say huzzah arewas lo shma huzzah, that the huzzah of an Arul is not considered huzzah. For so we find with our forefathers during the times of Yeshua that they received huzzah when they were uncircumcised. So the unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, who was upset that he was prohibited from Truma because of five chumras, was told to cheer up and get a huzzah from being a Tamei Meis, and then call the Moel at 1-800-AND-ARUL to schedule both a Mila and a Priya. Which reminds us, Rabba Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, Vodnitna Priyas Mila L'Avram Avinu. The mitzvah of Priya, of uncovering the circumcision, was not given to Avram Avinu, for it was stated in the Pasuk, Be'isa hi Amar Hashem al Yehoshua, Aselacha Chorvot Surim. At that time, Hashem said to Yeshua, make sharp knives for yourself and circumcise Bnei Israel again a second time. The Gemara clarifies that the word shuv again refers to doing Priya to those who are already circumcised. So once again, the unhappy Arul riding on an unhappy donkey, who was upset that he was prohibited from Truma because of five chumras, was told to cheer up and get a huzzah from being a Tamei Meis, and then call the Moel at 1-800-AND-ARUL to schedule both a Mila and a Priya. Alright, now it's time for a four-bar Ba'al Chazara, Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The slaves of the Avdei Tzom Barzel barbecue, that must be more Daf Samach Zayin, a sizzling barbecue. The slaves at the Avdei Tzom Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve Truma because their widowed master was pregnant, which reminds us, two reasons are given as to why Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi that's married to a Kohen, and he dies and leaves her pregnant, that her Tzom Barzel slaves may not eat Truma on account of the fetus' share in the slaves. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason because he holds Uber B'mei Zara Zarhu, a fetus in the womb of a Zara is a Zar, and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yod Machil She'en Yod Einu Machil. A born kohen entitles others to eat truma, while an unborn kohen cannot entitle others to eat truma. The nafka mina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a kohenes. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzom Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of kohanim were all around, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that these are the words of Rav Yossi, but the Chachamim disagree and say, Yeshul banim ochlim yeshul banim. If the deceased Kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat from on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the Kohen's brothers, and if he has no brothers, ochlim yeshul mishpacha kula. They eat from on account of the other relatives in the Kohen's family. Rashi explains that they hold uber leisle zechia, a fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the Tzom Barzal slaves from eating Truma. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzom Barzal barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve Truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zacharim Yochu, if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat Truma, even though Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds like Rabbi Yossi that an Uber acquires inherited property. Well, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the Uber. It answers that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Choshishin Lemi'uta, we do not concern ourselves with the minority. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the minority, but the slaves may still eat Truma. Davdinulate the concept, for we can remedy the situation and have Basin appoint an apotropos, a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the Avdei Tzom Barzal to be inherited by the living brothers. Dav Samaches, so the similar Dav Samaches is Schach, and we often use a sukkah. So here goes. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah, Schach, that must be more Dav Samaches. The 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating truma, which reminds us, two pshatim are given as to why a ben teisha shami yom echad is posel not machil regarding truma. Abai said this is referring to when a boy who's a kohen had relations with his yavama, the midaraisa kanula, who was acquired by him on a deraisa level. One might have thought that since his bia is halachically valid, he should entitle her to eat truma, just as an adult yavama entitles his yavama to eat truma. Therefore, the mishnah is coming to teach that he does not, because asu bias ben teisha shami yom echad kamayim. The Rabban reduced the status of relations of such a boy to the mimer by an adult, which does not entitle the Yavama to eat Truma. Rava challenges Abai and says instead that the case is referring to a boy of blemished lineage, such as a mamzer or a nasin, who disqualifies a woman from eating Truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his Yavama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of Bas Kohen, Kisi Elish Zar, which reminds the Gemara as for the source, for the lach that having relations with a person of blemished lineage disqualifies a woman from Truma and Kohuna. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the Pasuk states, Bas Kohen, Kisi Elish Zar, and if a Bas Kohen should be to a Zar, she may not eat Truma. This teaches that since she has relations with someone not fit for her, she's disqualified from eating Truma. So the 9-year and 1-day-old boy who was sent to the sukkah for disqualifying his yavama from eating Truma found a mamzer and nasin inside wearing the pasuk of Bas Kohen, Kisi Elish Zar, who told him that based on a Kal Vachomer from a Gerusha, they also disqualified women from marrying in to the Kahuna, which reminds us that the source that a Levi or Yisraelis that had relations with the Pasuk are also prohibited to the Kahuna is a Kal Vachomer from a Gerusha. Ma Gerusha Shumateres Betruma Asura Kahuna, if a Gerusha, who is permitted to eat Truma if she's a Bas Kohen, is nonetheless forbidden to marry into the Kahuna, Zosha Asura Betruma Inodinsha Pasura Kahuna, then this woman, the Levi or Yisraelis, who is prohibited from eating Truma, is it not logical that she should not be permitted to marry into the Kohuna? Daf Samach Tes. So the similar Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Tes. Soot. The second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating Truma, which reminds us of the Brais on Daf Samach Tes Amunav Bradam Al-Khochez, where the Tanakhama stated that relations with the Mitzri Edomi Amoni Gerim or Akusi Nasan Chalel, or mums who disqualify a woman from Truma, and the Kahuna was Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shazaro Posel, anyone whose offspring is disqualified, disqualifies the woman he had relations with, but Kol Shein Zaro Posel, Eino Posel, and anyone whose offspring is not disqualified, does not disqualify the woman. Rabbi Yochanan says that the point of dispute between them is a Mitzri Sheni ve'Adomi Sheni, the case of second generation Mitzri or Adomi Gerin that had relations with a woman, and they both derive their positions from a Kohen Gadol to an Almana. So the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating Truma, fell down the chimney of a Bas Kohen who was eating Truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen Tocha Batruma. If a Yisrael had illicit relations with a Bas Kohen, which Rashi clarifies is either through violation or seduction, not L'shem Kedushin, She may still eat truma. If she becomes pregnant by him, she may not eat truma because a fetus of a non-kohen disqualifies its mother from eating truma. The Gemara asks, Lechu Shema Ibra, let us be concerned that she might be pregnant and prohibit her immediately from eating truma. And answers that the rabbis were not concerned in the case of Znus. Rashi explains that when it comes to Znus, a woman is careful to invert herself to prevent pregnancy, but a woman who is not aware she had relations with the wrong man will not do so. Therefore, she would have to wait 3 months. So the second generation Mitzri Ger chimney sweep, who disqualified a woman from eating truma, fell down the chimney of a bas kohen who was eating truma because she was not suspected of being pregnant from having illicit relations and was found by the mamzer vadai child of an arus and arusa who confessed to having relations in the arusa's home. Which reminds us, it was stated, Abba arusa soba beis chamim, if one had relations with his arusa while she is living in his father-in-law's house and she gives birth to a child, Rav said, havlad mamzer, the child is a mamzer vadai. Rashi explains that even though they both confessed to having relations, we suspect that since she is promiscuous, she had relations with others, and the child is likely from one of those relationships. Shmuel said, Havlad Shtuki, the child is a Shtuki, a Safek Mazur, since we do not know if it's the child of the Arus or of someone else. Dafayin, so the Simmer Dafayin is a one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The Arl Kohen who was captured by one-eyed Martians. One-eyed Martians? That must be more on Dafayin. The Arl Kohen who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating truma, which reminds us, the opening mission in the 8th parak states, Arl v'kol tamei mo yochva truma, an Arl and Kohanim or Tamei may not eat truma, but their wives and their servants may eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer said that we know that an Arl Kohen does not eat truma from the Gezer Shabbat of Toshav HaSachir that is said by the Pesach and by truma. Just as Toshav HaSachir stated with regard to the Pesach is something which an Arl is prohibited, so too the Toshav HaSachir stated with regard to truma is something which an Arl is prohibited to. Rabbi Akiva says the Gezer Shava is not needed, for the Pasuk states, Ish, a man from the offspring of Aaron, who is a Metzora or a Zav, shall not eat from the holies, referring to Truma. The repetition of Ish is what Rabbos Aaron to include an Aaron in the prohibition not to eat Truma. So the Arl Kohen, who was captured by one-eyed Martians while his wife and servants were busy eating truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav HaSachir is Mufna, which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Toshav HaSachir from the Pasuk of Pesach is Mufna, it's superfluous, for if the Torah literally meant that a Toshav HaSachir are Pater from a Karban Pesach, how could that be? A Toshav, which is an Eved Nirza, and a Sachir, which is an Eved Ivri, are full-fledged Jews. Just because they became servants does not Pater them from the Pesach. Therefore, the Pasuk is Mufna to be used for the Gezer Shava. And since there are two extra words in the Pasuk, Toshav V'Sachir, it's a Gezer Shava Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, a Gezer Shava that's free on two sides, which according to all opinions, cannot be refuted. So the Arl Kohen who was captured by one-eyed Martians, while his wife and servants were busy eating truma, explained to his captors how the Gezer Shava of Toshav V'Sachir is Mufna, and that they should let the frightened Onan free, because the Pasuk only prohibits a Zar from eating truma. Which reminds us, Gemara suggests that since the Gezer Shava is Mufna from both sides, we could learn that just as with regard to a Pesach, an Onan is prohibited to partake in it, so too an Onan should be prohibited from Truma. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, the Pasuk states v'kol Zar, but any Zar may not eat of it, referring to Truma. This Pasuk is superfluous and teaches Zarus amartil chavugol aninus, being a Zar prohibits one from eating Truma, but not aninus. The Gemara challenges this Rasha unsuccessfully. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.